It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep. Hillary Clinton lost both Democratic presidential contests yesterday. Barack Obama carried both Wisconsin and Hawaii. But Clinton wants to make sure that two earlier victories count. Michigan and Florida were stripped of their convention delegates after they defied Democratic Party rules. They held their primaries before February 5th. Although no candidates actively campaigned in either state, Clinton won both primaries, and she now wants their delegates reinstated, which could make a difference in this close contest. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson has more.
Back in the fall, in an interview on New Hampshire Public Radio, Hillary Clinton explained why she was the only candidate who didn't agree to New Hampshire's request that she take her name off the ballot in Michigan.
It's clear this election they're having is not going to count for anything. I personally did not think it made any difference whether or not my name was on the ballot.
But with New Hampshire in her rearview mirror, Hillary Clinton decided Michigan's election should count, and so should Florida's. Before the DNC sanctioned them, the two states had a combined 366 delegates, and Clinton, who won a majority in both states, now wants them to count. Here she is in Florida the day before that state voted.
I want the voters in Florida to know that I hear them. Hundreds of thousands of Floridians have already voted. So clearly, they are taking this seriously. They believe their voices are going to be heard and should be counted, and I agree with them.
This is potentially a huge problem for the Democratic Party, says Tad Devine, a veteran Democratic delegate counter. He spoke on the Diane Rehm Show on WAMU.
If the margin in these two states represents a difference of who's going to be the nominee, it's going to be fought, hard fought, and it could be fought all the way through the credentials and the Rules Committee into the convention floor itself.
The battle is already getting heated. Civil rights activist Al Sharpton, who is neutral in the Democratic race, said on MSNBC that the Florida and Michigan delegates should not be counted.
I do not understand how you can say that you're going to have primaries that are not going to be respected, candidates are not going to campaign, and then later change the rules. That's like getting to the third quarter of the Super Bowl and the referees get together and say, we're going to change everything. That is a civil rights issue.
But Julian Bond, chairman of the NAACP, thinks it's a civil rights issue not to seat them.
Under present rules, these voters will not be heard. They won't be seated. They won't have any recognition or representation at the Democratic Convention. I'm old enough to have been through these credentials fights at Democratic conventions in 64 and 68 when the issue was race. And in some ways, the issue is race now. A great portion of the voters in both those states are black. They have a right to have their expressions heard and felt.
Bond agrees that the process in the two states was inherently unfair, because in Michigan, for example, only Clinton's name was on the ballot. Bond wants the DNC to arrange some kind of do-over so the voters in those states can vote again, but that's unlikely. Other solutions include splitting the delegates evenly between Obama and Clinton, or dividing them according to the candidate's proportion of the national popular vote. Mark Brewer is the chairman of the Michigan Democratic State Party. He says talks are underway with the DNC to solve the problem.
And I just hope everybody, again, all around the DNC, the Obama campaign, the Clinton campaign, will remain open-minded and flexible when it comes to a solution that works for everybody.
Tad Devine says if the problem isn't solved properly, it will be costly to whoever ends up as the nominee.
This is a fundamental issue of fairness. If our party, which is, we're holding ourselves out to be the party of fairness on issues like taxes, on the way people live in their lives. If our own process doesn't appear to be a fair process, we're going to hurt ourselves. We need to figure out a way to make sure that these states are fully engaged in this political process at the convention and certainly in the general election. And that's not going to be an easy thing as long as the nomination's on the line.
So far, there's no solution in sight. And if either Obama or Clinton begins to pull ahead by big enough margins in the delegate count, a Michigan and Florida solution may not, in the end, be necessary. But if the race stays this tight, someone is going to have to fix this problem. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.